Previously on the Atypical Sports Show.
You know what I think at the same time,
people? What?
I like the way how your confidence never seems to waver. But at the same time, when I'm looking at you, I know that you might really be hurt when people criticize you. And I don't know if you're in denial or if you're just lying to yourself.
Man, you hit the right on the head right there. You know, people always want to talk about like it's hard, you know, like they got a hard life. And, you know, like Peter Parker, you know, he don't do much. You know, he came at one movie. He's trying to get on another movie and like life is easy for him. So I was a black Spider-Man. You know, they don't understand what I've been through. You know,
the next great superhero.
You know, that's what I thought.
They say he ain't Batman.
That's what I thought. Every time they try to compare me to Batman, to Tobey Maguire, you know, and all that stuff. And I ain't even about that. So, you know, I ain't gonna lie and say it don't hurt. But here's the bottom line. They got to go back to their shitty ass lives. And I know I'm out here bottling it. That's all I got to say, Doc.
I hear that, man. It's Peter Parker, man.
Holla, boy. Holla.
It's the Atypical Sports Show.
Sports Radio Show.
Atypical. Atypical.
Okay, I'll explain why I'm not so weird.
They speak very fast and very loud.
To the Atypical Sports Show with your host, Robin Key. The Atypical Sports Show brought to you today by www.exposeyourbizonline. Why? Because your biz needs to be exposed through social media outlets. Contact 480-442-0230 to get your free 30-minute consultation for your business. I'm sitting here with my boy, Key. Yo, Key, what up?
Just chilling, man. You know, It's a very interesting time right now. This is really testing why we make our money.
Right.
Why the Atypical Sports Show puts the A in Atypical Sports Show.
Right.
Because, as we all know, sports is at a very slow pace right now.
Very bad.
Very slow pace. I mean, we are basically a victim, or we're a slave to bullshit sports. Like, I'm sitting here watching. I'm trying to make sports shows out of The Voice and America's Got Talent. Like, it's competition. I think we're hungry for competition on TV. And what are we getting? I mean, for instance, what did you do this weekend? I know you love to look through your television. For one, you like to look at shows that make you laugh.
Yes.
You like to look, two, you like to look at shows that may teach you something.
Oh,
three, yeah. You love shows that make you dance and they run around doing their dance thing.
Right.
You should have seen Rob's perkiness of his face when I mentioned dance shows. He was like,
I like them, dude.
Yeah.
I like them. This weekend, I watched dance shows this weekend.
And that's competition. And we love competition on a video platform. When you're looking at somebody and they are competing against each other for some type of prize, that's what we in here for. But I don't know if that's coming up this summer, dog.
I know it's not coming up till the summer. We have to make up stories. Remember back in the day when you'd make up stories and we say it was reckless?
Yeah, last week.
Yeah.
We talked about LeBron.
I think we have to do a lot more of that, because that's what ESPN does. It's like they get the smallest story and then write it out, dude. Do it like a 5-minute special of what it's like to drive your driver on the U.S. Open 10th hole. You know, things like that. They just kind of stretch it out.
Or yesterday when Barry Larkin was at Wrigley Field and he's like, well, when you go to Wrigley Field, the first thing you notice is how long it is from the clubhouse to the club or something like that. And
right.
This is the only part that has this and this. And then they had your boy Kruk.
Right.
Saying, what's the best seat in here? What's the best thing to eat? Like, they're talking about a bunch of bullshit. But guess what? We don't give a shit about that bullshit. You know what kind of bullshit America cares about?
You're using a lot of cuss words
today. Bullshit is something okay. But
well, I'm not saying it's not okay. I'm just saying that you're potty mouthed.
I said two cuss words.
No, yeah, I think if we were on the tape, he had about four and about it.
Rewind minute. What tape? We've only been on the air for 1 minute, Rob. Wink.
If we rewound the tape, is there a rewound? Can you rewound?
It's like we rewinded it.
We kept rewinding
it.
Look at your hair from the back. So
hold on, let's rewind it right now, because remember we got the new technique. Let's rewind it.
Man, that is some bull crap. You are a jerk.
See, I didn't cuss. Did you hear it? He put it in slow-mo. I said bull crap and jerk. I didn't even cuss like you thought I did. You see, your ear hears what it wants to hear, Rob.
I don't want to do this on air, but that was probably the worst imitation of a rewind that I ever heard
that wasn't an invitation. That was real life.
Oh, it was.
Because I slowed it down.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. I got it now. Okay. So, but what were you saying previously before I said you were saying bullshit a lot? And you were talking about the sports world, how there's really nothing on, that there's nothing but a bunch of crap.
Well, let's rewind to your weekend and let's see what you did. And that'll be evidence of how bull crap and bullshit the sports world is. So let's rewind. As a matter of fact, let me try it again. And then you rewind it a better way. Let's see who has a better rewind. I'll go first again. Now that I know that it's a contest.
Well, I don't understand. What do I got to rewind now?
We're rewinding to your weekend. Like, so we're going back to Saturday. So it's Friday. Go ahead, Rob.
Nigga, I can't remember what I was doing on Friday, dog.
Okay, your weekend, though. Okay, whatever, all right, the weekend, but
I got two events, dude. Like, when you tell me what I did Friday, is whatever stuck in my mind. I went golfing, Father's Day, and I watched Entourage. I mean, and we moving, and I clean up the garage.
You moving?
Yeah.
Wait a second. Wait. I know we did a show a week or two ago when I announced that I was moving, and Rob was so excited about moving.
I can't wait
moving.
To tell you that. I'm not moving far, dog. Rob, I'm moving in within the area.
Well, Rob was like, man, I map-quested our
I'm
house,
I'm moving
buddies.
Across the street.
And you know what? What?
I'm moving across the street. How about that? Actually, I'm moving in your place right now. You don't even know. Producer Mike's hooking you up right now. I'm living there right now. You don't even know that. No, we moving like in the Chandler area, 85248 area code.
Okay, I don't know that. I don't know what that tough. I don't know how close that is to
me. That's right around in our area. We can't move too far within 3 miles. And it's good we're moving because I don't understand why I've been in Arizona for 11 years and I haven't had a pool. And like a month ago, we was talking about, cause we're going to move out of state in about a year anyway, probably. So I'm like, too bad we never lived in Arizona with a pool. I wish we could move and just live somewhere for a year and get a pool. Well, you know what? Be careful what you ask for, because our landlord said, hey man, we found somebody else. We're on a 30, like month to month. Yeah. Found somebody else who wants to live here for more. And I'm like, I ain't mad at you. All right, we'll move. And I was happy. I'm like, cool. So now we get to have a pool, move in a place for a year and be in nice in Arizona, not hot, and be able to have a pool. So we're moving.
Did you say be in Arizona, not hot?
Well, not hot in the essence that we don't have a place to go when we're hot. Like, I want a backyard,
go
sit
inside.
In a pool. No, I'm talking about water, dog. Oh. I'm just like a pool. So,
run the hose.
What do you say?
Slip and slide.
Oh, man. I
sprinklers. Dude, I don't like how we are Americans now. We're like, we need fancy pools. Dude. My kids need pools. Dude. When it was us back in the 70s.
We didn't live. But, dog, we didn't.
I'm from here. I'm from here.
Did you have a rocks in your front backyard back in the 70s?
No, but
we had some grass
hose.
Though, right?
We had a water hose.
Yeah, but you didn't have water house run on gravel with bare feet.
We lived in an apartment.
Okay, good. And you had grass in that middle apartment, probably. So the whole thing is, in Arizona, you can't be doing them slipping slides on bricks and gravel.
Oh, I get it now.
You got to have grass in your backyard to do a slip and slide, bro.
I finally get it.
Okay.
You know, Rob, Mike gave you the mic stand so you'd be further away from the from the microphone.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I'm holding the microphone.
But look the way I'm chilling though right now, man.
Yeah. It's okay.
I'm just fine. Oh, I know it is.
Did you watch any golf?
Be quite honest with you. I watched it for about 30 minutes to see if he'd fall off, and he didn't, and I turned it off. I was like, damn, and golf ain't exciting. The only thing equivalent to me watching Tiger is watching somebody lose a 10-stroke lead. That's exciting for me because although Rory McIlroy, when I looked at the statistics of how many he's been leading and how many majors, the last 6 majors, like he's been leading like 3 or 4 of them, I realized, oh, this guy's a prodigy, but I never even knew it. But yet it doesn't drive that same excitement. So I didn't watch that much golf, but I do respect his game, and I respect somebody who can come back from an adverse situation where everybody's expecting him to fail and still shake that off and be successful the next time out and then kick everybody's ass. I look at it that like that dude has the tools more special than Tiger had, because Tiger was always touted as being, oh, he's the next thing. Rory McIlroy wasn't touted as that. I mean, this dude is never, everybody knew who Tiger was at the age of 5. They didn't know who Rory McIlroy was. All of a sudden, he comes from nowhere and he experienced adversity on the deepest humiliation level 2 months ago or 3 months ago, and was able to rebound, come back, and not only beat the field but dominate the field. To me, if I'm out there, how people prognosticate about what type of pro he's been, can he be beat Tiger, can he win this many majors, well, I look at his performance in the last 3 months, and what he's done is that he has the best chance I've ever seen of anybody with the mental makeup that he has to be able to overcome that and be able to win another major this after that. Dude, he has a mental makeup. But unfortunately, all of that information was not enough for me to sit down and watch Rory McIlroy win the U.S. Open? It wasn't.
Great points, but I do know this. If he didn't choke 3 months ago, and let's say he would have won, everybody would have watched on Sunday with that lead because he would have been two legs down and to get in that Grand Slam. You know what I'm saying? Like I, in retrospect, I wish he didn't choke in the Masters. So we'd have that momentum, him going back home to the British and then getting the PGA Championship. Like, and he may have that coming in his years. Like, I want to see greatness where we are talking about golfers who are young. You know, young golfers, what, under age of what, Rob? 28 is a young golfer?
28, yeah.
We need to have a situation in a perfect world, and I don't know who to care. I don't care who the characters are. I don't care where they're from. But this is what I'm wishing for. We need a situation where we have two new young rivals. You know, Roy is definitely one of them. What's that flat build cat? The Puma?
Oh, that dude dresses all in drag colors. I remember. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, we need him to catch one. Like for me, and this is just me wishing, like, hopefully this is another way to make our summer better.
Is that Hunter Mayhem?
No, his name isn't Hunter. It's I know what it is when I say it. I wasn't prepared about talking about him, because when you were talking about that, I was like, damn, you know what I wish? I wish, one, that Rory won the first, the Masters, won this one, and then we were, like, talking about, damn, a Grand Slam. You know, kind of like triple crown with horses. Like,
yeah.
Nobody cares about the Belmont if nobody won the first two.
Right.
So, like what I'm saying, like, are you going to care about the British? I guess the point I'm trying to make is, are you going to care about the British Open more now because it looks like Rory's dominant and this is really him with the spotlight on him, like how you were comparing him to Tiger when the expectations are high? Can you shine? Are you going to be watching it more?
I will be watching it more, but not as intense as if it was an American player. I guess that's the bottom line I'm trying to get, is that I'm excited about that, but it seems to me the level of what they need to take it for me to be excited is like another level of stressful. Like, if he won four of them in a row, then I would probably be on him and watching it more like I'd watch Tiger. But the fact of the matter is, it doesn't get that much fanfare and much love out here in America. That's just how I feel. If it's an American dude who was doing it, I would be more of a connection, and I'd be like, oh, I identify, and maybe I would turn on the British Open. I have to see when that comes and what comes up, because I don't know if I mark out my 4 days. Here's the deal. When Tiger was balling, I watched it Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I can't see myself watching Rory McIlroy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, being excited about it, talking about it. And I guess it would be two factors, America and black. So two of the things. I mean, that's what had me more excited to watch Tiger.
I don't care what country Rory's from, but I'm thinking he is showing an example of kind of a party boy. Like, I don't care where he's from. If he shows that he's a party boy, he goes out there, he drinks. You saw when he was drinking out the cup. They had, like, pictures of him on Deadspin. He was drinking out the cup.
No,
they said Rory went Dirk. Like, if he captures...
Went Dirk, what does it mean?
Like, when you party. You know, remember when Dirk and Steve Nash had those pictures? They were so drunk. Like, you know, Dirk parties. You know, when he wins, he's parties.
Right, right.
So if they have like, the European essence of partying, like I like Europeans when they ball.
I would rather party with a European.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Weird.
If he captures the party boy atmosphere, I don't care where he's from. If he goes to British and he starts becoming a character because he has the balls. I cussed again. Is that a cuss word?
No.
Okay. He has the guts and he actually starts talking a little shit. Then that's when I'm
he
like,
is a little cocky.
And I like that.
But Europeans are a little more cocky. BC, we
that's
perceive,
what I'm saying. That's why I almost like it better that he's European than if he was an American white dude.
We perceive their cockiness is because the American guys talk on a protocol. The European guys will just tell you straight up what they think. So it seems a little more cocky, but I respect it that he's like that. They're more straightforward.
Yes.
And so, I mean, Rory McIlroy, I mean, I can't say that when I was on the golf course on Sunday morning, when I came home, when I was barbecuing and I saw that he was dominating, I had a positive feeling in my chest. I said, all right, good for him.
Yes.
I like that he did that, but it didn't draw me to the TV to see his last three holes. I could have.
But if he would have won the Masters, you probably would have.
Better that's chance.
The, and that's what it's
chance.
About. That's the excitement we want.
On so, that day.
So when I'm praying to the sun god, the god of the summer, bring us some excitement, bring us another young rival, and let Rory win the British and let's bring some momentum so he could go into the season of 2012. Hopefully he cleans up these next two majors. He can go into the Masters with the quote unquote Tiger Slam on his neck. That's the kind of excitement I'm waiting for. So summer guys, because I know today's summer solstice, the longest day of the summer. So if any day you're going to hear me, you're going to reach out your ear beams out to me because it's the longest day and you're going to grant my wishes and letting this golf bubble up. And there's a lot of wishes I have. I have another wish, Rob. I wish the baseball was a little bit shorter so the games meant more. I wish that there wasn't any talk about the lockout and the NFL, both of the lockouts, you know what I'm saying? Because even with the NBA lockout coming up, this draft that's coming, we don't even care like we used to. Is it because it's a weak draft or is it because we think the lockout's coming? Because last year, we damn near went through a whole mock draft on the show 2 days before the damn draft. What's our problem, Rob?
The players are unrecognizable and I don't care.
Well, we should. We actually have the best player in the whole draft coming from our alma mater.
That's all I care about.
And that's a great thing to start at.
How long can I talk about him?
You're right. You're right. But one thing we can talk about him is one thing that did blip on the radar of the sports world was Ricky Rubio returning to Minnesota with 200 fans greeting him.
Why did can I ask you a question? Why they say he's a phenom when he averages 8 points and 4 assists? Why, what makes him a phenom?
And this is what people would say. People would say the European game is more of a team game. Even Brandon Jennings said when he was playing over there, like, nobody's really going to score over 17 or 18 points because it's the way they play, the grind they have. A lot of people will score a lot less points and they get a lot less minutes. But you're right. He should score more than 8. I don't think Brandon Jennings averaged that much over there either. But he came over here, you know, averaging 20. They say if they let a cat like Ricky do what he needs to do, I mean, he's going to definitely double that scoring potential, I think.
Well, he better.
Yeah, like I said, the 8 points in Europe, it's like euros and dollars. You can't really equate them right now. It's like they don't really translate. Like, you can't just say 8 points there means 8 points here. And it seems like it should be opposite, huh?
You know, it could be the same thing, though, because the euro is more powerful than the dollar. So maybe that 8 points is better than 8 points out here in America. So they would average 16 in America. So if you get average 8 in euro, you average 16 in America.
Exactly. And here's one thing that I'm thinking about Minnesota. I mean, they got Rubio. I mean, they got so many point guards.
Johnny Flynn, Ridenhour, and Rubio.
But one of them is gone. But if they get Derek Williams and Beasley, isn't that the same position?
Dude, I honestly have a feeling that Derek Williams is going 1, dude.
You think he's going 1?
Going 1, and they'll take Brandon Knight at 4. That's what I would do. I mean, to me, Kyrie Irving, Brandon Knight, potato.
So you
think
Darren Williams is going to go Derek to Cleveland? Derek Muffbutt. Damn. You see why I did that, though. But you think Derek Williams is going to go to Cleveland?
Yes.
Is he going to wear 23, and will they give him 23? Probably the most interesting thing that can come out of this.
I think it's in his contract negotiations. He has to wear 23. Dan Gilbert to make sure he has to wear 23. But yeah, I think he'll go.
But would you wear 23?
Hell
if you
yeah,
were him?
Wear 23. What, dude? See, here's the deal.
That's the best move they can make. Kyrie Irving is not the lick.
Here's the deal, dude. Because the reason why is because you got a guy who wants to take over that mantle, and then you got a team who 23 was negative, but him wearing 23 is going to have everybody thinking positive thoughts about him, wanting him to be better, giving him props, maybe giving him a longer time to grow and mature. Because hey, listen, he took the mantle of number 23 to erase those thoughts. He wants to be the dude. He's going to get nothing but positivity. So, and I think Derek Williams, the fact that he said that, you know, I can be that star, the fact that I like his, see, man, positivity and athleticism is a good combination. Okay.
Well, because I think it's the only combination. Well, not positivity. What do you mean? Like,
I mean, like, confidence, self confidence, and the athleticism and wanting to take on the pressure like that and willing to speak on that. I respect
well,
that.
Well, this is what I think you meant because you said positivity. I think what you meant is, when a crowd base is wanting you to succeed instead of criticizing you, mm-hmm. like they will give him a longer leash because it's like,
yeah,
hey, guess what, man? You're our number one. We're going for you. We're so happy about having this pick.
Right.
So you're saying they are going to go Brandon. What's the guy's name from Kentucky? I loved him. Brandon Knight. Cleveland's going to get him at 5 and they'll get. Dude, that's a brilliant plan. Matter of fact, if they don't do that, they're stupid.
They're really stupid.
Because Brandon Knight and Kyrie Irving, I don't.
Here's the deal. Brandon Knight's bigger than Kyrie Irving.
Not really. No,
Brandon, I think he's a little bigger than Kyrie Irving's barely 6'1", dog. They did it. He's barely 6'1".
Yeah, Brandon Knight might be skinnier though.
Right, but he could got the body to fill up. He got a body to fill up though. And I don't know, man. I was watching old Duke games. Kyrie Irving, he can get to the. I just don't know, bruh. I don't feel that sold on him. I know what Derek Williams can do. I know that fool will take it to the hole aggressively. I know that he did it on a high level.
Oh, and I know that when they were on the court at the same time, he was the best player on that court.
So why would you pick a? It's not like you already have a power forward. Like, we don't want to. We don't need a power forward. You need a point guard and a power forward.
Well, I don't
and
think
a
he's playing four.
I mean three. You need a three. So you don't have a three. Whatever you want to say, you need a three and you need a one. And if you can get a one at five and you get a three and a top notch three up top, well, you do that, man. It's the smartest pick ever.
One more thing about the draft. You heard about the Suns are thinking about, or my bad, there's a rumor about the Suns trading Gortat for the second pick. Would you do that?
For the second pick?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I mean, who would want Gortat for the second pick? That's the dumbest thing I ever heard in my life for whoever would want him. You have the second pick for freaking Gortat? What'd you say, Borat? Man, how the hell you give up the first pick for one dude named Gortat? Gorat.
Well, don't sleep on Gortat, man. I mean,
I will fall asleep on that fool.
This is how weak the draft is.
Not for a number two pick.
Well, the number two pick is, I mean, basically, you know Derek Williams is going to be better than Gortat. Is that what you're saying?
Well, of course, I don't know why a team would give up the number two pick for a player such as Gorat. I would ask for a lot more.
Because it's 2011, and that's the kind of draft it is. When you go to four, crazy. No, I'm saying when you're going to four, we're talking about Europeans we never heard of anyway. I mean, there's not too many players that we can even say that is actually going to be all-stars.
Right.
So I'm not saying Gortat's an all-star, but he's an established center and he plays hard and he has a reputation of being successful in the NBA already.
All right. Yeah, I would do that, dude. And then I would also ask God why I was in the devil's advocate, and I guess my life must be somebody controlling it, because I think that's the craziest thing ever. If the Suns could pull off a...
Did you say we?
No,
I fall back.
I did fall back. Yeah. I said, but I changed it.
Yeah.
If the Suns could pull that off, hell yeah. Would you? Because they're always saying that because Robert Sarver, the owner, is a U of A guy, so he wants Derek Williams.
Yeah, and you know what? It is the longest day of the summer. Suns are going to shine. Shine on Suns.
Sunshine. 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 Folks get proud in the sunshine.
You're listening to the Atypical Sports Show.
Welcome back to the Atypical Sports Show. It is Kimani Holmes on the microphone, with the microphone, doing our thing, Atypical style. Hit us up, 480-664-9378.
Yes, sir.
Atypical Sports Show is still the best sports show in the world. And I don't think everybody actually believes that, though, Rob.
No, because it's like a lot of people, you know, it's kind of like we talked about Wheel of Fortune. A lot of people think they can do it when the lights are on. But when the lights are on, it's just a different game. And so, you know, we get like, you know, when we check our voicemails, sometimes we get like spam mm-hmm. and we get people leaving voicemails, like
emails
and stuff, and like sneak tip stuff. But we keep getting emails from these two dudes who swear, the two dudes who go to ASU, and we talk a lot of smack about ASU, so they kind of take it personally, but it's kind of one of those things, the more you talk smack and people can't stand listening to you, they end up listening to you anyway. So these two dudes hollered at us through the email and said that they think they can do the show better than us.
And I've been ignoring the emails, basically, but they've been so persistent about it.
And got a little aggressive, man.
Yeah, so I mean, guess what we did?
Gave an opportunity.
We invited them. But introduce you. Come in here, guys.
Come on, guys.
Yeah. What, do you want to introduce them or let them just get their thing?
Let them do their thing.
It's
man.
Just they better than us. Like, just start from cold turkey then.
Exactly. So here's the format. Here's what you got to do. What's up, bro?
Dude, this is so freaking awesome. Dude, hold on. Dude, let me put my microphone
hold on.
Dude, these guys.
Great, dude.
Hey, my name is Trevor Meyerson.
Right.
I'm so clever. My mom named me Trevor. I'm clever freaking Trevor Meyerson. I went to Chaparral High School class in '97
where
we partied.
Bro.
We
nice,
laid
bro.
Back.
Nice, bro.
Smoked a doobie.
Oh, nice, bro.
You know what? Reason why I love this show or this format is because we can say whatever we want the way we need to say it, bro.
Right, right. But let me introduce myself first, dude, bro.
Oh, my bad.
Okay, so,
my bad.
My name is Rob.
Dude, it is freaking coincidence.
It was like quinkadink.
Yeah.
So it's Rob.
Yeah.
Fran.
Yeah.
Rob Fran.
Yeah.
And originally from Washington, D.C.
Dude, I thought you were from Berkeley, you freaking liar. You told me you had those hot chicks from Berkeley,
dude,
your hometown.
Dude, I was just bullshit,
you
bro.
Said you had the kind. Dude, you know, dude, you were like, I was just,
dude, shut up, dude. Let me just explain
it.
See,
I freaking hate you,
dude,
man.
See, here's
why,
the deal, dude.
That's why we freaking never get you freaking Taco
dude,
Bell at the end of the night. Because you're a freaking wimp.
Dude, I swear.
Talking passed out.
Bro, we're supposed to do their radio show right. I just want to tell people where I'm from. So I'm from Washington, D.C., man. It's kind of weird because I grew up around a lot of black guys over
probably
in Washington, D.C.
Another freaking lie, bro.
Dude, you're being... Dude, I don't want to be rude, but you're kind of being like a little bitch right now.
Yeah, but you're a liar, bro.
Okay, whatever, bro.
Dude, where are you going to be from next, freaking... Let me check your freaking ID.
Dude, is it... You're is there from, a producer for this
no,
show?
There's no freaking white boys from D.C.,
dude,
bro.
There's a whole bunch of us, bro. Whatever, dude. Anyway.
I'm from Oakland. That's what you said at first.
Dude, seriously,
you're like
bro.
You're from every black
dude,
city.
Dude, seriously, bro. Won't you just... I don't want to be rude, but won't you just shut the F up, dude?
I'm from Compton. My name is Rob Fran from South Phoenix.
Dude, okay. Anyway, dude. So anyway, I'm from D.C.
Freaking
came
liar.
Out here to go to college. I joined the frat. I met my boy right over here who's a little bitch.
We're best bros.
We're best bros, yeah. Though, for real. Bros over hoes, bro.
Dude, do you remember that one time we shared that I can't hear.
All right. So anyway. So I wanted to talk about the show and do the show with you because these fools are on the show talking smack about ASU all the flipping time. And every time we get on it, we send them a voicemail or email. They don't ever play it. And I'm tired of that. And you know what? And to be honest with you, bro, I mean, this is stuff we already talked about. Let's be real about this. They always talk about racial issues, bro. Everything has to be he's black or dude. If a black dude did it, like, why does it always got to be about black dude? I mean, and I hear the N word a lot. And dude, I'm not even gonna stoop to that level and say that word, bro. But
you do
to me,
sometimes, yo.
No, dude, I don't say it in that fashion, dude. Why are you gonna put me on blast like that right here on the radio show, bro? Seriously, dude, you really seriously you think this is a freaking joke, dude? I'm being honest with you. I believe I could do the better job than that dude, Rob. And I'm trying to. I want to put some money where my mouth is. I want to put some words behind what I said. Okay, so here's the situation.
Yeah,
we're gonna do their, how about this, give me these darn horns.
Give me the freaking
word of the
saxophone
day.
So smoother than anybody that Miles Davis, the best saxophone player in the world.
Dude, who's Miles Davis, bro?
Oh, you're so freaking stupid, dude. You're so freaking I thought you're from DC and you don't know who freaking
Well, you're saying because I'm from DC I don't know who every black guy is?
I mean, huh? Dude, it's freaking Miles Davis, Bitches Brew, bro.
What is Bitches Brew, dude?
Dude, you're freaking read. You're.
Dude, can I give you freaking word of the day? Hey, dude. First of all, I want to give a special like congrats to producer Mike. Like this dude is. I mean, I've listened to a show, and to be honest with you, dude, it's not like a racial thing.
Yeah,
but I like him. If it wasn't for him, I mean, them two black dudes. I'm not being rude or anything, but Rob and Kai, they don't have any chance to be successful at all. Really,
I was like, never be like Trevor.
Dude,
I'm so freaking clever.
Dude, where did you get Trevor Clever from, bro? I have to ask you, dude. That's freaking genius, dude.
Dude, I mean, what do you mean where I got
like,
it from?
Why'd you think of Trevor Clever, dude? Like, why that?
Dude, you want to ask my freaking mom? Dude, I'd bone your mom, though.
Dude.
She is so hot.
Is she better than Stacy's mom, bro?
Dude, remember that time we went swimming with her? We went to the freaking lake. She bought us 12-pack. We were only 17.
Dude, why are you talking about my mom like that, bro?
Dude, I'm talking about Stacy's mom.
Dude, oh. Dude, you're stupid, dude. Can I give you the word of the day, bro? Okay,
dude,
the word.
Ahead. Hold on.
The word of the day. What are you doing, bro? We're trying to freaking do a show, bro. This is really stupid now. I'm really getting freaking pissed.
You're a freaking circle.
Dude, I'm getting freaking pissed.
Go ahead.
You want to hear the word of the day or whatever?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay,
go
the
ahead.
Word of the day today is fraternity.
Dude, bros before hoes. B-R-O-Z. Because you got to throw a Z in. Oh, you know what, dude?
Fraternity, bro. Why are you not spelling fraternity, bro?
Frat. F-R-A-T.
E-R-N-I-T-Y. Frat, dude.
Hey, dude, that's why. You know what? You know what it is? Me and you, we're not combative like
right.
those freaking black. Dude, I mean, like those two guys
I'm
that do the show.
I'm trying to be cool about them, dude. But honestly, if I had to be really honest and share what I really think, it's like... They're always angry, bro.
Always, dude.
And it's like if you tell them something about something, they always got a high five and talk about. And it's not like I'm like I don't think it's black talk. I just think it's kind of stupid.
Ignorant,
talk.
Dude.
Dude, it's not. No, I don't want to say. Yeah, maybe ignorant,
dude,
bro.
Dude, because I'll let you in on a little secret.
What?
Atypical world.
Do you like black girls?
No, dude.
Oh, I do, dude.
No, dude.
I totally like black chicks, dude.
Dude,
black chicks rock. But I think that black guy
the
is for
only
funny.
One is
he likes white chicks. That's why I think it's pretty. Funny.
Aisha Tyler.
Oh, that's true, dude. She doesn't like black dudes, though.
But listen, though.
She likes white boys.
I was
like
had
you
a.
Did.
Here's my secret, bro.
Okay.
Freaking A, man. I'm Clever Trevor. Come on.
Sorry, bro.
Dude, we're freaking watching him through the glass.
Sorry, bro.
We were watching him do the freaking show, and
right.
freaking Rob's eyes were so red. I don't know what he was on. He was drinking so much freaking, I don't know what he, 40 ounces. It's freaking
bro,
ridiculous. And look at
blonde,
look
dude.
At his freaking notes right here. He has these freaking notes about the he got the black guy who tips. He's got these freaking notes
hey,
about.
Hey, dude, who's the black guy who tips? What's that dude? Who's that?
I don't know, his name is Rod or Roderick or some craziness. Black
dude,
guy.
What else would you expect?
I don't know, dude. But here's Key's notes. He said today. I can't even read this gorilla scratch that Key left on his
dude,
freaking.
Honestly,
table.
Bro, it's like you're kind of borderline like. Racist dude, like
dude,
gorilla
who
scratch?
Looks like Scratch is doing these notes like this? What kind of note? What kind of person writes like this?
I don't know if it's a gorilla, bro.
Okay, chimpanzee,
maybe closer, bro.
A little bit. Closer. Anyways, dude, look at these freaking notes that this dude Rodimus Prime wrote, dude. He's got like the blackest players of all time.
Blackest players of all time
yeah,
in
I'll
what sport, bro?
stupid. The National Black League of Association. Dude, I don't even get this. Let's see if you can get this.
All right.
Dr. J,
what?
He's a cultural icon of cool personified. What? Dr. J's not cool.
Dude, wait, no, dude, Dr. J is cool.
Larry Bird kicked his freaking ass. You remember that? He freaking choked him out.
Dude, he's talking about the blackest players in NBA, and why does he pick a light-skinned type brother?
Dude, this is what
Dr. J's not black.
This is what Rodimus Prime, the black guy who tips, says. Black guy who tips. Dude, did I tell you that time my
sister? That's ironic. That's so ironic.
She works at the Village Inn, double shift. She's got two kids. She's got this loser meth head boyfriend. But anyways, she's working her way through college again.
Killer.
And every time she sees a group of black guys, she wants to switch tables. You know why? Because they don't even not tip, but they freaking try to pick up on her, dude. And it's so disgusting that, you know what I think about the blackest people in the NBA? It's the kind of guys that I wouldn't want to see my sister terror with, bro.
Terror with? What does that mean, bro?
Terror. I don't want to see terror with.
Oh, terror. My terror, sister, bro. I thought you said terror because that's what your parents would see, think if they was with
that's,
her,
well,
too.
Well, terror would bring up, dude. Terror. Dude, I forgot Runea. So what I'm trying to say is, it's not that I don't want to see him with it. I just don't want to see him with it because I know my freaking dad will freaking shit a cow. If they ever see a guy like Daryl Dawkins, who's also on this list.
Dude, now, dude, that, now that, for the black guy who tips, that's a black motherfucker. Dude, Daryl Dawkins is black. You know who other is? Another black guy who is really dark, like one of the blackest players that I've ever seen,
bro. I bet
you
this guy Rod has him on his list.
Okay, how about this, dude? What about Dikembe Mutombo? I mean, dude, he's from freaking Africa, bro.
Dude.
Of course he's one of the blackest guys ever.
Let me read you what Rodimus, the black guy, quote, two tips, unquote, says about Dikembe Mutombo. When I think of Deke, I think of a man that cares about his homeland in Africa. His charity efforts are world renowned. He was notorious for constantly asking players to invest in his hospitals, and he built back in Africa. Even though he was on more posters than any other center of his times, he still led the leagues in blocks. Throw in the hilariousness of his speaking voice, and you have one of the blackest players to ever get in the NBA.
Bro, can I just like take a serious moment though and tell you something seriously about what I read about this dude, Dikembe Mutombo? Dude, he asked like a whole bunch of NBA players to give money to Africa, right, bro? And like this dude Rodimus made a cool point. Like, this dude got dunked on a lot, right? But he kept trying, dude. I'm sorry, dude. I like that dude, man. He's one of the blackest players in NBA. That's true. And his eyes are really white. And if I were to see him in an alley, I'd really be scared because I don't like black Africans who are 6'11". They scare me. But, dude, he's a good bro, dude. He's cool.
Okay, you know what, dude? I have this list.
He's a cool dude.
You know what, bro? Would you do?
He's a freaking cool dude, bro.
Yeah. I mean, would you like? Would you hang out with him?
No, dude. I don't really like hanging out with black guys in public very much because everybody thinks they're not. I'm trying to be black, and it's like I do like hip hop. Dude, Wu-Tang Clan, they're just like probably the best hip hop group ever.
Dude, who gave you your Caesar fade, then, bro?
Dude, what the hell is a Caesar, bro? Yeah,
you know what it is. When you go to the shop, you get the Caesar fade. You look like freaking Vinny from MTV.
Bro, I love Jersey Shore,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying, well, who fade you up, bro?
Oh, dude, my boo Tony, man. You know, I don't go to those kind of barbershops, bro. But there's nothing wrong with it, bro. See, you're always trying to bring it back to race. And we're coming talking like that dude, Rob, dude. Because one thing I hate about him is, like, I agree with him.
Oh, my God.
What,
I'm
dude?
I'm sorry for interrupting you,
what do you
dude?
Got, dude?
But freaking, that black guy who tips has Chris Mullin as one of the blackest players of all
time. Dude, that's funny, dude. I have to say that's pretty freaking hilarious.
Dude.
Because when I did watch the NBA, I'm like, I was sitting there, I was in my freaking living room listening to the TV, dude, doing a beer bong. And then I'm watching the NBA playoffs and I hear a voice like, yo, I really think this is a great situation for us to be able to handle. I was like, dude, that brother has a killer voice. I turn around. It was fucking Chris Mullin, bro. I couldn't believe it, dog. I was like, whoa, this dude sounds like he hung out with a lot of black guys, dude.
Dude, not even that. black guys hung out with him.
Exactly, dude. And I gotta admit, dude, if you can play in the NBA and you're white, I think you're probably one of the blackest guys in the NBA.
For sure.
Forever. Are you looking to find out what's going on in the black community in Arizona? There's only one place to go to, and that's www.phxsoul.com. PhoenixSoul.com features positive news and information about Phoenix's black community, as well as offering you inexpensive advertising packages for businesses that are trying to reach local African-American consumers. And on top of all of that, it's still going to keep you tuned in to the upcoming hip-hop and R&B concerts in the Valley of the Sun, as well as charity events, anything that pertains to the black community. There's only one place to go to, and that's www.phxsoul.com. That's www.phxsoul.com. PhoenixSoul.com, connecting you to the African-American community.
You're listening to the Atypical Sports Show.
Welcome back.
Tramp.
Dude, they're playing Welcome Back, Kotter, bro. Dude, that was my first, like my mom used to watch, honestly, she used to watch Welcome Back, Kotter, and my dad used to get really pissed because he hated that dude, Freddie Boom Boom Washington, because he swore that he was always disrespectful to that, like, our favorite dude, Gabe Kaplan, you know, and I really, and he was, we had a poster in our, you know, in our living room with him. He's one of our Jewish heroes, and I was really upset when he did pass away, but bro, I tell you, Welcome Back, Kotter was one of the greatest shows, bro. Really, one of the greatest shows.
For me,
filled with a lot of Jews.
Personally, for me, I used to love White Shadow, bro. It's just,
what was White Shadow about, bro?
Dude, it was about a white guy.
Oh, I love it already, bro.
He went into inner city, like Watts or Compton or somewhere like real bad. Like it was a kick ass area, like in freaking deep in LA. Dude.
Right, bro.
And they had like they were hoodlums, I guess. They were hoods, you know.
Gangsters.
They were real thug, you know. They probably, if they were real life, they would be on this black guy who tips list because they were black. Like, you knew they were black. Like, if Terror ever brought one of those black guys home,
yeah.
Like when my parents were there, though, like, I know Terror brought home a couple dudes, but
right.
But it was like late night, and they would come and they would bump their Ron C, and they would bump like some rap music.
How do you know Ron C, dude?
Dude, I'm just telling you, Terror's a little bit older than me, and she always had these black guys that come over, and I don't know, dude, it was like fascinating to me, just the way it was weird because it was my sister and I would look in and it was.
So did you want him to bang her?
No, dude, that's so disgusting, bro.
I wanted to, dude. Your sister Tara's freaking hot, dude. Straight up, dude.
Yeah, anyways, bro, my favorite show is White Shadow,
right?
I had the poster, and he was like, dude, it was like they needed a dude like him to tell them, you don't need to drink your 40 ounces. You don't need to hang out on the corner. We play good organized basketball like the Hoosiers. Three shots before you take a shot. Three passes before you take a shot. And he taught them how the fundamentals. Like, he taught them how to play smart, bro.
Oh, dude. See, stories like that are so overlooked, bro.
Oh, so, dude, do you remember when Keanu, when the Matrix dude went into inner city Chicago and he taught those little black kids how to play baseball?
Oh, dude.
And do you remember when freaking the wife from Scarface, she went in there and she was the dangerous mind and she taught all those Mexicans and black people? Amazing. Like, those are the stories that people don't talk about.
Dude, bro, here's my question.
We need more of those movies.
Here's my question. Why do we always have to go into black neighborhoods and educate them, dude? We always are saving them, bro.
Dude, yeah.
I mean, it's like, and then these guys want to talk negatively. Like, listen to the show, and Rob will talk about, oh, well, you know, this guy has this problem. This guy has this problem. But why don't they just give us props? We always film movies
it's
about
so
that shit.
It's so funny that you say that, dude, because that's why Tara's working her ass off doing double and triple shifts at her Village Inn. And she's going to school to be a social worker because she wants to give back to that community.
Dude, dude, I gotta respect her, dude. She's pretty freaking
but
awesome.
But then again, I don't know. Maybe she just wants to hang out with those black guys more. I don't know.
Dude, you better hope not, bro. Yeah. That's freaking not cool, dude. Seriously, yeah. Not cool.
My nephew's hair is real curly, too. I don't know.
Dude, that makes me feel... There's a lot of stuff I could tell you about that, bro. It's like, I got a lot of questions about my family, too. And that's why when you brought up the Caesar, bro, it, honestly, bro, like, for real, bro.
Yeah.
I'd already thought about that. Why am I one of the few, bro, that can get a Caesar haircut? I knew what it was, bro. Yeah. I just didn't even want to talk about it, bro.
Know,
but that's the honest truth. Like, do I have some of that in me, bro? Because I'll tell you one thing, dog. Everybody, when I was younger, couldn't do the running man, bro. I could always do the running man, plus the kick and turn the erection. It was pretty easy for me, bro.
I hear you, dude. Oh, dude, this black guy with tips guy. Sorry for interrupting you, dude.
What is he saying,
this
bro?
Is what makes our show better than theirs.
Okay.
Because we had the ability to, like, you know, your feelings were real, dude. It was, like, so sincere when you're talking about your past and me, about my sister. Like, it's real.
Bro.
But then... the freaking guy Rodimus Prime, and I'm giving him props because black guys, they don't give each other props. This dude Rodimus Prime is awesome. He has one of the greatest
podcasts. You like
podcasts.
Him again now, dude?
Well, no, this is something that the black guys like Robin Key, they don't give the other guys props.
Oh, bro, I get
you know,
it.
So
all right,
I'm basically saying this dude right here says Michael Cooper, look at him. Just
holy
look at him.
Geez.
He black, y'all. Black as hell. That's funny, dude.
Dude, I gotta be honest, dude. Michael Cooper, the dude who was a coach for the LA Sparks, is one of the blackest dudes I've ever seen in my life. He reminds me of Manute Bol with a tan. I think he's really dark, bro.
Dude, he looks
I said Manute Bol with
you know,
a tan,
dude,
bro.
He looks like if you look in the toilet bowl of Manute Bol.
Oh, dude.
Listen to me, dude. This is Clever
so
Trevor. Clever Trevor, dude. Listen. If you look in the toilet bowl of Manute Bol after him being dehydrated, bro, just dry.
Dude, that
dark.
Is so freaking funny, bro.
Dookie.
But I feel really bad laughing about it because that's borderline racist, bro.
It's okay, though, dude.
So, dude, if I were to rewind the tape and really listen to how our conversation is...
A+, bro.
Dude, so much better than
dude,
these
so
other
much
dudes.
Clearer, dude.
So, dude, it's like we make good points, bro. So I don't know if you want to stay any longer, bro, but...
Dude, no, man, dude, I'm. You're probably downstairs drinking 40s or doing something irresponsible. You like need, dude. This, oh my God, he had Michael Jordan in here, dude. Read this article right here. He, oh my goodness, he even mentioned Key.
Michael Jordan. Not only is he very dark skinned, but he's always been on the cutting edge of what defined hip hop in his heyday. I mean, I doubt MJ even listens to rap, bro, but when he showed up on the scene with his gold chain during the NBA games, that epitomized blackness. He sagged his shorts a little because he always wore his lucky Tar Heel shorts underneath. Then there's his gambling. Then he is there gambling, trash talking, intimidation, all of this before he retired, bro. Since returning, he's divorced his wife in favor of touring the world and dating white girls half his age. I hate him for that, bro. He is by far the least involved GM in the NBA. I doubt he could tell you even the Bobcats roster, let alone their current record. After I wrote this, Keith from the Atypical Sports Show actually brought up Mike's image and how it was cleaned up by Nike early on. I agree completely, bro.
That's bullshit, man. I feel
Key, dude. Honestly, dude, that dude
Michael
Key
Jordan.
Is an attention whore, dude.
Yeah, he really is.
Dude, he's like, he just wanted me to probably read this. Like, he left this on here for his stuff to read because he wanted to have somebody talk about him. See, that's the one thing. Here's the deal, dude. It's the difference between us, and this is between me and you. Black dudes love the celebration. That's why they always, after they score a touchdown, they got to celebrate dance. They
dude,
just
they
always want constant
journey.
They got constant recommendation, dude. They want constant commendations. They're like, you're great, dude. You're awesome. They like to hear that. They love to hear that, dude. Like, they can't live without it, bro.
Dude.
And I don't need any recognition from anybody, bro, except myself,
they
dude.
Don't freaking respect the journey, bro.
Oh,
they always want to go.
Quit.
They always want to eat the cake without even it being their birthday.
Dude,
respect
bro,
the journey,
so
dude.
Real, dude.
Show. Oh, dude, welcome back to Trevor.
Dude, that's one of the best songs ever, bro. I mean, it might have been out of my generation a little bit,
dude,
but
right
dude,
there.
It's freaking killer, dude.
Dude, the only thing that I don't like about this, it reminds me, bro, of how freaking Sopranos just like took the easy
way out. They did, bro.
I don't know.
I totally think about, dude, I only watch Entourage because I liked when that dude Turtle was dating that girl from Sopranos. Dude, I love her, bro.
Dude, it was like one thing I love about Entourage.
What, bro?
See, that's how real Entourages are. They're a family. Like, they're not like relying on each other like black Entourages.
Right, bro.
It's like, dude, we grew up together, and we're going to take care of each other. That's the difference. They grew up together.
Dude, totally, bro.
The other black guys are leeches, I think, a little bit, dude.
Dude, they're freaking entourage. You saw Lamar Odom, bro. He has like 31 Negroes
dude,
on his payroll.
Dude, have you seen a freaking show in it? Even his dad is like asking him for money to eat Chinese food.
Right.
Like, dude, you don't have 15 bucks in a coupon from Panda Express to get you like three meals?
Dude, you know how they are, dude. They can smell money from a mile away and they can smell a job from a mile away. That's why they stay 20 miles away.
It disrespects myself, dude. You know what, man? It's so weird. Like, I don't know what to come up with. I feel bad. I'm gonna steal one of Key's ideas.
He gave you the information, bro. You can use it, dude. Yeah. He wouldn't have left it there if he didn't want it, or he might have been drunk and left it there. But either way, it's there, bro.
Okay,
just
dude,
use it.
You know what? It's some people's birthdays today, bro. So we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna talk about these birthdays, dude. Like the Atypical Sports Show. And you know what, man? We're just gonna go back to the typical, like the happy birthday one, dude. All that freaking, Mike Jones and R. Kelly.
Dude, it's so freaking ghetto, bro.
Dude, just,
what happened to the old regular
it,
happy birthday,
yeah.
dude? Please play that.
Dude, freaking Thomas Chamberlain. I mean, I'm sorry, dude. Thomas Chambers. Happy birthday, bro.
One of the, dude.
Dude, he, I mean,
he had freaking hops, bro.
The area's talking about, dude, who's the greatest power forward? Maybe it's Tim Duncan. It's freaking Karl Malone. Dude, you gotta mention Tom Chambers. I'm not saying
dude,
he's better than him.
Dude, disrespectful, dude. How do you, dude, he dunked with two hands over that, bro, dude. I saw the highlights, bro.
I saw it, too. And it's also freaking Prince William's birthday, too, dude.
Who's
from
that,
the royal
dude?
Family, dude.
Oh, dude, much
respect.
Dude,
you saw his wedding. His wife is hot. Kate Middleton.
Dude,
you seen her sister?
No, bro.
Oh. Dude, I would do so many shots with her, dude. Beer balls and everything, bro.
Dude, she's not very cute, I bet, dude. Yeah. You know why? I bet your teeth are jacked up, bro.
Yeah, it's freaking Europe, though. Hey, dude, these guys are like, I think they're, what are they doing right here, bro? Is it?
Oh, these black, hey, what's up, fellas?
Dude, hey, man, dude, just thanks for so,
dude,
hey,
thanks,
here
I
you
appreciate
go, man.
It.
Appreciate
Atypical
you guys.
Sports Show World.
Dude, we'll
I appreciate
back,
they
dude.
Give us the opportunity. We would definitely like to come do it again. Hit us up on that voicemail and tell us if you'd like us to come back because they'll have to put us back on, bro. So,
yeah, dude, this Trevor, is Trevor, Clever Trevor.
Rob.
From freaking Scottsdale, Arizona.
Rob.
From where, dude? Are you going to.
From DC, bro.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Peace,
cool,
guys.
Dude, cool out. See you, later. What's
I'm
up,
almost
man?
Scared to listen to the show because I already know them fools was acting crazy. They're still here. Hold on.
Yeah.
Man, you guys can leave now.
Yeah. Hey, let me. Why my notes went through? Trev.
Dude.
Hey, why?
Why?
Okay,
why?
Only reason. Hold on, man, dude. I don't. Hey, All I want to do, I don't want to duplicate what you did. What did you do already?
Birthdays.
Okay.
And word of the day.
Oh.
Dude.
They did word of the day already. And birthday.
Well, I would hope so. They need to follow directions. We told them to do that.
Okay. Birthday. I'll go ahead and continue. I see the ones crossed off. Prince Williams. Happy birthday. You know what, dude, Rob? You know what I saw this weekend?
What?
I saw The King's Speech. Awesome movie, dog.
Incredible movie, dude.
Oh, you saw it?
Yes.
Man, awesome movie, dude.
Incredible movie,
man. When did you see it?
About 6 or 7 years ago.
No, seriously, when did you see it?
I didn't see it.
What is wrong with you? Why are you lying like that? What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I'm thrown off, dude, right now. Because I feel like I don't know what to talk about because I don't know what these fools talked about. So
hold on,
like,
time. No. Back to The King's Speech. You did? I don't know if you're lying.
No, I just made it. I was made it.
Oh
up.
No, dude, this is a good movie.
I know. I heard it was a great movie.
It sounds boring.
No. I heard it was a great movie. Yeah. Like I have not seen it because I thought it was boring. I just forgot, and I was engulfed in watching Entourage episodes and catching up. So that's all I really cared about this weekend. But definitely, I do want to see that movie.
Please see it, dude. You know what I did this weekend?
What'd you do, dog? I'm sorry.
Yeah. You maybe need to write that in your notes.
Hold on, let me think. Put that in there. Next time, ask you what you did.
Dude, my weekend was a
whirlwind.
Movie festival, man, because my wife's little sister, who's 16 years old, she's in town, and she's been staying with my wife's oldest sister for the first week and a half, and now she's staying with us for the next week and a half. So we watched movies. We've been playing PlayStation 3. We've been, just trying to entertain and do some things. So we watched King's Speech, I watched Due Date, and we went to the movies to watch Super 8, man. Super 8 it's a dope movie. You know what it did? Super 8 brought me back to the Goonies, E.T., and like Stand By Me.
Oh, okay. That's the vibe I'm going with. Okay.
Yeah. And they don't show too much. Like, it's one of those movies where they don't overhype it, so you know what's going on. Every time I mention, yo, I saw Super 8 to people, they like, what's that about? I wouldn't see that. Like, and I like that. It's kind of like, that's how I think E.T. was when it first came out. I remember distinctly going to go see E.T. I had no idea what E.T. was about. Maybe because I was 7 or 8 years old and I didn't know. But no, I think it really has something to do with it. I had no idea what E.T. was about.
Right.
Like, I just saw the finger. You know, and then Super 8, I think it's going to catch buzz. I think it's going to get momentum because it's one of those classic movies that's set in 1980 and they capture all of those elements of like Chunk, of all those characters from Goonies, of all those wisecracking kids from E.T. that says cuss words and it sounds like all the kids cussing and it feels like a cute, like a little, it took me back and it was a great 2 hours invested. And I suggest you to go see it, Rob.
What about Due Date?
Due Date was had funny moments. I think I'm way over Zach.
Okay.
I'm not over him. I just don't see him doing anything more.
He like being a different kind of character.
Did you see it?
No.
Yeah. It's worth watching on like you see it on HBO or something.
Right.
If you
right.
have a rental or something, you got like a Netflix, you can put it in your queue. It's all right.
Okay. And so you just watched 3 movies in 1 weekend? That's a gang.
That is a gang, dude.
6 hours.
And dealing with the house and all that, but it was Father's Day weekend, so we got to do a little bit of hanging out on Sunday. Went
did
to
you,
Home
did
Depot.
You barbecue?
Dude, I ain't barbecue since my daughter's birthday. I might have lost my skills,
dude. So what'd you do for Father's Day then?
Why would I barbecue on Father's Day? First of all, that was a jacked up ass question.
I barbecued on Father's Day.
What is wrong with you?
Barbecue for my dad and my stepdad.
Oh,
my father-in-law. I'm sorry.
Damn, I feel like an asshole right now.
Yeah,
they listening?
Probably not.
Okay. Well, just in case, man, happy Father's Day to Rob's fathers and father-in-laws.
And so Father's Day for me was, like I said, I barbecued. You just hung out and did stuff at the house. You didn't got nothing.
My wife cooked a chicken enchilada.
I was about to say, she had to do something for you. Right?
No, yeah, but I didn't know barbecue. That's what you asked me.
I just wondered what you did, like if you did something special for Father's
Day. Oh, and I went to...
Ooh, chicken enchiladas. Were they good?
The ones that she made.
Yeah.
She was like, I was like, when last we made enchilada? She said, remember the time Rob was over? He ate three quarters of our whole
servings. I remember that. That's why it was so funny that you said that. I was like, that popped in my head. That shit was good.
It's actually better this time.
Really?
She put the cheese on the inside. Cheese on the inside, sauce on the outside. Cheese on the inside, sauce on the outside. Cheese on the inside, sauce on the outside. Ice enchiladas.
Jalapenos on your hat. Hey, can you have her send me over that recipe?
No, dude.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
I ain't trying to.
You know, I mean, you know why I won't do that, dude? Because I'll send you the recipe, and you won't follow it. And you're going to do your own thing with it anyway.
I'm
going
to give it to my nanny to cook for us.
First of all, don't give her the recipe. We're going to give her. Nanny, is she? Okay, I was so racist right there. Is she Mexican? I was so racist.
She's Titican. She's so fine. She's
what
like
is wrong with you?
She's Creole and white. She's fine.
Okay, but that's not the first thing you say about a nanny, even if it's true or not.
In this instance, it is. And she's good. And she, oh yeah, and by the way, she's good with the kids too.
You too. I don't even know you right now. Like, if we didn't have more time, I would cut off the show right now. But guess what? Luckily, we got more time, and there's some birthdays I want to shout out to some people.
Goodness gracious. I cut off the show right
now. What's wrong with you, man?
What, man? I'm just saying she's fine. I already told you about it. That's the funny joke about it, dude. Like, here's the deal, dog. I could say the same shit in front of my wife. I'm the one who hired her. I'm the one who went back to my wife
but
and said.
That's not the first thing you say.
Oh, it's one of the funny. Yeah, in this situation, it is.
Okay, because
people who know me already know that my kids come first. So, of course, that's already taken care of. I ain't gonna, my brother, like, she's fine. And, you know, she already, she'll slap once a week. You know, I mean, like, they already know that's a given. But what's funny is that you don't find a combination of somebody who wants to work and she's good looking and she takes care of business.
The funny part about it is people that know you don't listen to the show. People that don't know you listen to the show. So you, it's kind of, I just want to let
I'm assuming a lot of things.
Yeah. People,
it ain't even like that, yeah, dog. Yeah. It ain't even like that, dog.
Anyways, happy birthday. It's his. Damn, my math skills are so whack, dude. 2011 throws a lot of things off with
it
math.
It does.
Like, I don't know how to do it anymore.
The
1-1. Yeah, I'm like,
because you were so used to the 10, being able to subtract 10.
Yeah.
The 1-1 changed the game.
Yeah, because you got to, like, carry stuff over right now. I guess he's freaking.
What year was he born?
56.
He is 55.
Yeah, you're right. 55. Rick Sutcliffe, happy birthday,
boy. Wow.
Dude, what's up with that corny ass music, man?
Dude, my producer Mike,
come on, man, switch it up, dude. Switch that. Come on, man.
On there.
What is up with that whack ass music you just put, dude? So they did birthdays with that music?
Obviously.
I can't wait to hear this show. First of all, okay.
Yeah, that's unexpected.
Happy birthday to Derek Coleman,
dude. Derek Coleman changed the game, like Lawrence Moten. Not playing, but Derek Coleman.
I love dude, some Lawrence Moten.
Derek Coleman was one of the first power forwards who was transitional, versatile. He was like the Lamar Odom before the Lamar Odom.
He changed the game when it came to contracts. I can tell you that.
Yeah, Lamar Odom before Lamar Odom, though.
Yeah, I guess. Like, yeah, I'm trying to see if
he's multi-talented, dude. He can post up.
I can't believe he's not on Rod's list. I'm looking feverishly, like 103.
Derek Coleman?
Yeah, he's not on it. Dude, he's black, dude. He is.
Dude, he is not black, as you think. No.
What are you talking about?
He has black tendencies, but I'll just talk about black skin.
You sound like one of them white boys that was on the show. Black mean black. What is wrong with you, dude? What is wrong with you? That's my whole statement for today is what is wrong with you?
I'm curious about, I don't know what is going on with the black. Are they black because of what they do or because how they look? Are they the blackest players because how they look?
It's like, it basically is like, remember when we did a top 10, like the hood players. We right. So hood. It's like that.
Okay.
Black being hood and hood being black.
I think your all hood team was Wallace from Syracuse. Remember John Wallace from Syracuse?
Derek Coleman hoodier than there than him.
Is he hoodier than Anthony Mason?
No, Anthony Mason is on Rod's list because he got
the writing.
Anybody that has graffiti on their head. It's not even writing. It was like graffiti.
But here's the deal. I got the blackest player ever that nobody would think. It's Michael Cage. Because anytime you have a Jerry Curl.
Yeah, dude. Matter of fact, I'll read to you what Rod said about Michael Cage.
Oh, my gosh. He said Michael Cage?
Yeah. Now, dude, his list is insane, man. His list is very insane. Michael Cage list says, Michael Cage, everyone always talked about AC Green's luxurious Jerry Curl, but real NBA heads will tell you that Cage had the definitive curl of the day. Where did the sweatshirt and the activator juice begin? No one will ever be able to tell. He looked like he should have been singing backup singer for Billy Ocean. Caribbean Queen. Yeah, but you know what? That's not true because I don't see Billy Ocean having a backup singer with a Jerry Curl more prominent than him.
No, hell no, dude.
He would have like chicks in there with the teeny weeny afro, the TWAs, the teeny weeny afros. But
he's not gonna have somebody outshine him on a Jerry
Curl. No, he wouldn't rival Jerry Curl.
Especially 6'9" right behind him, just taking up all the whole screen, all the screen, all the powers.
All the powers. All the screens.
Hey, what you gonna do for July 4th weekend?
Move. Probably something you probably gonna be doing too, so don't trip.
I'm moving July 17th the weekend.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, that's what
I'll be. July 4th week, I'll be in Cali.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all of a sudden now that I said I'm moving.
I'll be out of town.
he asked me, like, are you cooking? What are you doing the weekend? Like, it was an inquisitive, like, I want to hang out. Then I said, I'm moving. I'll be in California. Yeah, I'll be out of town.
Yeah, I'll be out of town. What day are you moving? The 5th? Damn, I'm leaving for
it. Yeah. Happy birthday to Pete Rock.
Oh, man. One of the best.
Is he? Yes. He's kind of like, no, I actually look at Pete Rock as a disappointment.
He should have been better. He had a streak.
He could have been better.
But his streak was, for how hot he was, what would you compare him to a sports star? Like, he was hot. It was like white chocolate. He was like Jason Williams.
Jason Williams on his list, too. Oh, okay. It's so funny that we mentioned it. You've never seen the list.
I've never seen the list, and yeah. I mentioned it. So he was like Jason Williams. He was in there for a minute, and when he was shining, he had hits. He was doing his thing. He was popping, and everybody expected a little bit more. But actually, Jason Williams might have been better than Pete Rock's career, because I was surprised Jason Williams played as long as
he did. Jason Williams got a belt.
Yeah, he do. Miami Heat?
Yeah. No, I mean, Jason Williams is probably...
Pete Rock, top 10 producers of all time?
Hip-hop.
Yes.
And that's the difference. Like, there's producers that are in hip-hop that you could almost say, damn, that dude's like probably top 10 producer in all genres. And I don't mean Timberland and Timberland, Dre, and Rick Rubin are the three that can transcend.
Yeah, they're in both rooms. And
Timberland and Rick Rubin transcend more than Dre did.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But, I mean, to give you hip-hop, I mean, that's a good question. Who's your top 10 hip-hop producers?
Timberland. I don't even know if I know 10.
Oh, come on, son.
Throughout history, Eric B.
He was whack. He brought Rocky.
I thought this nigga just asked me what my top 10 was. Nigga, I'm telling
you, he was whack. Okay, I don't care. Well, you tell me what your top 10 moments of in life, and I might say 5 of them was whack.
Okay, well,
even though they were yours.
Okay, Kimani Holmes. That nigga whack too.
Yeah, I'm not a producer though.
You was producer for a minute. You had a fucking tape deck,
yeah.
And then you press play and record on shit. So yeah.
Yeah, I got some beats actually.
Okay,
I wish I had them, man. I had Mike play them all.
Dre.
Okay, well, the ones I didn't mention, actually.
Dre, Timberland.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? I'll go with the RZA.
Yeah. You know Kanye, though?
Can I get there?
Oh, okay.
Can I think?
Okay.
Kanye. No, I don't even know if I put Kanye in there, man.
You can't even name 10, so you got to put them in there.
I guess so.
Yeah, I need more time for this, man.
I need more time for this, because I know dudes will start flowing off at the head, because I have to put Jazzy Fizzle up there to play with you. But Manny Fresh, I will put up there. Don't sleep on Manny Fresh.
No, but Jazzy Fizzle, man, fell off. No. He's not in there. But how do you only have 2 years of strength?
What happened to him?
Like,
dude, then maybe if he only had 2 years of strength, then maybe he is our version of...
Pete Rock, secretly, man, dude, Jazzy Fizzle, like when he do My Goodies?
Yes.
Like he made money too. Right, like right. It wasn't like he was just doing like hood tracks.
Right.
Like he was making stuff that he did commercial was making. Stuff. Yeah. Commercial like stuff. Goodness gracious,
what happened to Jazzy Fizzle?
Probably on that syrup.
Oh, real? But he looked like he on that syrup.
I mean, like pancake syrup. Like literally, like he was not even like purple. Like
he on that Aunt Jemima?
He was on that syrup for real.
He on that log cabin.
Happy birthday to! I bet you one of your kids know about this person and they love this person, Rebecca Black.
It's your birthday.
Who's that?
That little chick that sings that Friday song.
I never heard of her. How old is she now?
14.
That's great.
Yeah, Richard Jefferson, happy birthday to you, homeboy.
How old is he? 35.
You guess.
32.
31. 35 was old?
Yeah, well, that's why I went back to 32.
Like Terry, that's Jason Terry age. But Richard Jefferson, dude, he, I don't know, man. Is he a successor? Is he a bust? I mean, he made the Olympic squad. You know what I'm saying? So you're right. It isn't like people didn't think highly of him. He was on the Olympic squad.
They was talking about when Richard Jefferson got traded from the Nets, like a blockbuster trade.
Yeah.
You got Richard Jefferson. Yay! And that nigga's whack.
I don't think he's whack.
He's a disappointment.
I don't know, but that's the whole point I was trying to make. I think him going out, like, I didn't even think he'd be that successful. Like, he had a span of time where he was okay, but I didn't even think he'd be that good. So
I thought he'd be athletically good, like an NBA. I thought he would be an athlete, and he would do those things.
So Derek, back, we'll go full circle. Derek Williams going to be better than him?
Definitely.
Okay. And to me, coming out.
Confidence-wise alone.
Yeah, because what Richard Jefferson was
he lacked
hidden,
confidence.
Well, he wasn't the one that needed to have the confidence. I mean, you know, the redhead dude from Indianapolis, the point guard. We always forget his name. He's freaking a Hall of Fame. He's one of the only four names that are even retired for U of A.
Matt Muehlbach?
Black dude, my bad. Had the short red hair. He won Player of the Year, damn near. Jason Gardner.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Jason Gardner is a player that realistically was the best player on that team. You know, Luke Walton, Richard Jefferson.
Dude, he was. Dude, and he's in the Ring of Honor.
Dude, and he deserves to be in the Ring of Honor. He's the only player that was all. He was the last player who was first team All American two times. And people don't talk about Jason Gardner because there's nothing to talk about him now. But realistically, back in the day, dude, Jason Gardner was like the next Jason Williams.
I'll make it up to you.
Yeah. 480-664-9378. There is someone that I did want to say a death day to. Jack McKeon, happy death day.
Oh, that's not even right, dude.
Yeah. I saw his name in the news. What did that mean on the bottom?
He didn't die.
What was the news for?
He got hired again.
What?
Dude, is he the oldest person ever to get hired at a job?
80 years old.
80 years old.
And that's the whole point I was trying to make about McCain. Like, people was talking about, like, dude, him and McCain. Like, I'm gonna be peeping out Jack, because whatever decisions he make is exactly what John McCain would have did on Office.
So when we see him sleeping in the dugout, that's exactly
what John McCain would do. Benching Hanley Ramirez because it's about discipline. But guess what? Nobody cares about discipline. In 2011, right. You want to win games. That's what John McCain would have did.
Right.
You know what? John McCain blamed illegal immigrants for burning down the wildfires. He put it on them and said, if it wasn't for that, we need to get stronger border patrols, because I have strong evidence that the illegal immigrants had something to do with this. Jack McKeon, John McCain, J-Mac Hour, Atypical Sports Show. I want to give props to those two cats that came in here and let us have an opportunity to chill. Me and Rob had a good time in the back, laughing, chilling like we used to. Because, most of the time me and Rob see each other, it's all about the show. So while the white dudes in here doing what they had to do, we was in the back talking, chopping up game, and preparing ourselves for the summer. So be prepared for the Atypical Sports Show summer style. Summer solstice is the longest day of the year. Guess what? The days will get shorter. But the Atypical Sports Show will always get stronger.
Love that, dude.
Peace.